Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Saints get a 24-20 victory over the Buccaneers in Tampa Bay. Week 14 action. The black and gold improving now to 3-10 on the season. Here on The Point After with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Man, it started out with a bang, Bobby, and in the end, they ended up finishing with that bang as well. Victory for this team. Definitely a sloppy, hard-fought mess today.
Yeah, listen, you might say, well, look at Tampa Bay. They thought, oh, they're going to run away with the NFC South. And how many times you hear me say this? This is pros versus pros. I mean, are you going to come to play? Do you take advantage of opportunities, mistakes? So I thought 8.5 points, that was way too much. You know, when you look at the point spread, the Saints not only covered, they won the game by 4. And they could have won the game by even more. Because, you know, I always tell you, I look at that penalty situation.
Right.
When you have 10 penalties or 9 penalties or more or 100 yards, that's like giving up a touchdown. And then you throw in there, we missed a field goal. I mean, look at Smith. You got to make that field goal. It was straight. And he barely missed it, but you missed
just
it.
Just left.
Yeah, you have to make that. So, I don't know. This could have been, keep it fair, like a 30-20, a double-digit win for the Saints. I really thought the Bucs are trending in the wrong direction. They were hot at the beginning of the season, winning those close games. They're not winning them. Carolina's nipping at their heels. They didn't even have to play, and now they have the same record as Tampa Bay. And Tampa Bay and Carolina still got to play twice. So that'll be interesting. Now, we're not in the playoff picture, but that'll be interesting to see how that ends up closing out. But that's the way you start a game. 54-yard return. You got great field position. You're already in enemy territory, plus 45-yard line. I thought we could have maybe scored in the first play. Shuck to Olave, deep pass. I don't know. Olave looked like he misjudged it. I thought that was a good pass. But I liked the play call that time, being aggressive and trying to take the top off the defense. Now, I thought maybe at times, even though it was raining, we could have attacked the middle of the defense more in the passing game. We did that at least, especially in the first half, at least 3, if not 4 times. But Chuck hits Valet, plus 16, a big gain. And, again, he was targeted the same amount of times with Chris Olave. They both were targeted 5 times, both had 3 catches. Valet had a long gain of 16 yards. Chris Olave had a 12-yard gain. Now, the one that was perfect with his targets, and I think that Chuck will get more comfortable with him now if he just catch it and don't fumble, was Juwan Johnson. Juwan Johnson, 4 catches, 4 targets, 4 catches. You know, right at a 10-yard average, had a long gain of 12. I think you could see him having consistent gains, at least like 60 to 80 yards. I would say even more than that, being targeted more as they're going to grow in their relationship. So that's really going to be the receivers I think Shuck will try and utilize. But you look at that we go down the field, and on that drive, we go six plays, 45 yards to make it 7-0. Shuck hits Juwan Johnson on a 12-yard gain. And then he also, that was more to come later in the game, Shuck made a nice run, an RPO-type play for plus 11. And Shuck can run. And again, I say, what college quarterback out there is better than Tyler Shuck? There isn't any that'll give a chance the Saints a chance to win. Now we have if Shuck has the right supporting cast, I'm telling you, this could be, I don't know, winning a championship. You want to win a championship, but be a winning team going into postseason. I truly believe that. Now you might say, well, Bobby, Tyler Shuck only had 144 yards throw, and he was 13-20. You have to look at the conditions. Now he threw an interception, a miscommunication between him and Chris Olave. All I know, the ball was out of his hands, and Chris Olave stopped. Like he thought he was running a stop route instead of a go route. I've seen Chris Olave has miscommunication with Derek Carr. Oh, Bobby, you just taking up for the quarterback. No, I'm not. I know who knows what the hell they're doing almost 100% of the time. And as the quarterback, I'm telling you, you might think I'm just, if you had to tell me, okay, let's go with the percentages. Who, a miscommunication, well, who didn't do the right thing on that play? You'd be crazy if it's not 90%. None's never 100%. 90%, no, Chris Olave screwed up. Instead, now Tyler Shuck might fall on the sword. So, oh yeah, it was me. And I'll tell you, behind the scenes, it's not. But, you know, just to try and keep the peace. And all that when that comes about. But you look at Shuck, like only 13-20. Baker Mayfield was 14-30. Only 144 yards. Baker Mayfield only threw 122. And he was midway point of the season, MVP candidate in the whole NFL. Now, both of them have nothing to write home about a quarterback rating. Baker was at 55. Shuck was at 65. And Baker made plays with his feet. He always makes plays with his feet. You know, he averaged 7 yards a carry. Tyler Shuck averaged 8. You know, Baker Mayfield had 42 yards rushing on 6 attempts. Shuck had 55 yards on 7 attempts. And that long gain of 34. He had 2 highlight runs, I'm telling you. When he got out the pocket, that's like, how did he not get sacked? That's like a magician, you know, not to get sacked. And then the one before that, then he showed his speed. His top-end speed, he was hitting and getting it. And you look at those conditions. So, no, Tyler Shuck played winning football today to lead this team to victory. And they got off to a fast start, like I said, 7-0. And, you know, I wish we could have responded better and not let Tampa Bay come out. You know, we had a chance maybe to force a 3-and-out, but you remember it was 3rd-and-5. Chase Young jumps off sides. So we gave him a first down, and then the rest is kind of history because then they made a 31 with Bucky Irvin plus 3. Then they ran a screen play. I should say before that, big chunk play with Chris Godwin plus 21, which was actually, besides the Bucky Irvin screen, which they happened on very close together, that was their 2 big chunk plays or splash plays, that Chris Godwin 21-yard reception, and then the 24-yard, Bucky Irvin, the 24-yard screen play that, again, Alante Taylor, I don't know, you can't get juke, because if you don't make the tackle, then it's almost to the house, and that's what ended up happening, screen play, 24-yard touchdown, as they go 7 plays, 67 yards to tie the game up 7-7. Now, but I got to give Alante Taylor credit. He didn't just quit. He bounced back, and he came up with his 2nd interception on the year. He ended up with 2 tackles, but an interception and 2 passes defended. I know it hits your hands, you got to catch it. So good for Alante Taylor coming up big on that occasion. Now, there was a scenario at the beginning of the game in the first half. Back-to-back, we had 3rd-and-5 to get off the field, and then we had penalties that sustained the drive. Remember, now on offense, the next time we got the ball, even though we scored 7 points, we went 3-and-out. And then we, Vita Vea ended up getting a sack. We still can't block Vita Vea. You know,
we're trying to block him. It's like, no, he's always – he can make the Pro Football Hall of Fame playing against the Saints, Vita V. Because there's a guy, interior guy, you don't think he's going to get sacks. Well, he's saying he always gets a sack. He had a sack. Quarterback hurry and two tackles for a loss. Yeah, he is definitely a load. Well, the next time we went three and out, Vita V ended up getting a sack minus seven. But then we went on defense. We had it on third and five, and that's when, remember, Quincy Riley was a little too quick, penalty, interference. And he's right there to make the play, and then we would have intercepted. Remember, Sanker intercepted, but it doesn't count because obviously the ball's batted up in the air because Quincy Riley was there a little too early. So actually, we got off to a great start. It wasn't like, we finally scored in the first quarter. We're not chasing points. So that was a positive. I didn't know if we were going to win the game, but I said at least we got off to a fast start in the first quarter. Now, looking on third down, this is great. We've been outstanding on third down. And then I got even throwing fourth down. What were they doing? They were going far way too many times on fourth down. They were like 2 of 7 on fourth down. That's what are you doing? Like, they say, I'll look at the numbers. They say to go for it, whatever. Well, the Saints were stopping them. We were great, outstanding on third and fourth down. They were 3 of 13, 23%. They were 2 of 7, 29. They were 25%. They were 5 of 20 on third and fourth down. And we don't lose the turnover battle. Hell yeah, we should win. Well, and that's what ended up happening. But I was kind of worried because we were minus one in the turnover. I said, we got to be on the. Remember I told you, Steven, the pregame, either we got to be even zero. Or plus one, plus two. We can't be minus one, minus two. At the beginning, we started out, we're minus one. And I go, here we go. But we ended up a zero margin because Alante Taylor got the interception. So we're back to even. So we're still minus five for the season. But that was a big thing that happened. Now, might say, well, Bob, we did good on third. No, we didn't do great. It was like very good. If we'd have been 6 of 11, that'd have said great. But we were very good. We were 5-11, 45%. You know, you want to be 48.5%, 50% or more on third down offense. Red zone, again, very good. We went 100% perfect. But if we do this every game, 2 or 3, 67%, that is winning football. And that's getting touchdowns, not settling for field goals. Now, this is how I need a quarterback because of the play, because we do have those options with Tyler Shuck. This is how we need Kellen Moore to call a game as far as rushing attempts. And we did have a great average. We ran the ball 32 times. Quarterback runs do count. Remember I told you between 22, 32. Now, if you get more, that means you have a lead. You might be trying to milk the clock. But 32 carries, 139 yards, 4.3 average. I'd take that every week because we've been averaging about 3.5, 3.8. So that was outstanding. Now, this needs to be better defensively. We gave up 179 yards rushing. They ran the ball 39 times because of conditions, 4.6 yard average. But what happened, we were doing pretty damn good. But what needs to be better, it was this one damn drive. I don't know if we can't handle prosperity. In the third quarter, we come back. We go three plays, 47 yards. And Tyler Shuck, the 34-yard run, guess what? That's the longest run of the season. Plus 34 yards. Remember when Taysom Hill, was that against Carolina? Had the
I think
plus,
against the Rams.
Was the Rams the plus 29-yard run? No, I think it was more. Look that
I'll
up.
Double check, yeah.
Yeah, when we had the plus 29-yard run was the longest we had whenever that was. Tell me the game, Charlie. Plus 29, to me, that was a chunk splash run, but you didn't have, like, a bunch of them.
Right.
But we finally have him by the quarterback. Longest run of the season, plus 34. Also, his first rushing touchdown of the season. And it happened after the Alante Taylor interception. So now turnover margin's even. So we're playing complimentary football. Here, everybody's helping out each other. And we're on a roll. And we now got the lead to set the tone in the third quarter, 14-10.
It was against the Rams.
It was against the Rams. So you see that then now, well, I guess I don't consider Taysom a quarterback. Yeah, anyway, you know, he's a utility player. But here's Tyler Shuck with the 34-yard run, supposed to take the lead 14-10. I bring that up because this one was so discouraging. Okay, we got the momentum. Well, on the next drive, we got manhandled.
Right.
And that one drive, that's what can't happen. You know, we take the lead 14-10, and they had, like, chunk runs. I'm looking at this like, man, are we going to stop them? What was the game we gave up these kind of runs? I'm trying to think. It was like, it might have been against the Rams, somebody. But all of a sudden, you look at these runs we've given up, plus 11, plus 7, plus 5.
Don't like that.
Plus 13. Well, all of a sudden, they go 65 yards, 7 plays to take the lead, 17-14. So those are the kind of things you have to, so you're not giving up the momentum, the ebb and flow.
Hold on, let's pause 10 seconds right now, Bobby. Let stations identify themselves right here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. All right, picking it back up now, Cajun King.
Yeah, now, Kroger, our grocery store man. You know, Kroger, shopping at Kroger's, whatever. Not we don't have Kroger. That in Louisiana. Yeah, I think the headquarters in Cincinnati or something. A lot of those in the ATL Kroger's. But Kroger was outstanding 2 weeks in a row. Let me tell you what he did. His net. This is winning net punting. More than the first down. We had a 44 net. The Bucks had a 31 net. Anytime you have the 10-yard differential, that's outstanding. And so he went in the 30s, back-to-back games. So good job, Kroger, punting the football, you know, 2 games in a row. I talked about the penalties. You can't have 10 penalties, 82 yards, you know, 9 or more, around 100 yards, like giving up a touchdown and making your field goals. Could have been the difference in the game when it's all said and done. Now, when you look at the Bucks, like Chris Godwin, he's been a Saints killer. He's had outstanding games, or I should say particularly the game that when he played against the Saints, that was well, he was hurt this year. But when you look at what he was able to do the last time he had played the Saints, well, he didn't do that this time. And I was kind of worried because he had 11 receptions, 125 yards, and 2 touchdowns. And that was middle of October 2024, so last season. But I always have a lot of respect for him. And they targeted him. Egbuka, he had 9 targets. Godwin had 8. But he had 5 catches for 55 yards, a long gain of 21. But Egbuka, the Ohio State receiver, 9 targets, only 2 receptions. You know how he was the hot receiver at the beginning of the year? He didn't do nothing today.
He had a wide-open touchdown,
yeah, too. Yeah, a wide-open touchdown that he dropped. Right now, the throw was a little high, but
got to make that.
Yeah, you have to make that catch. So, you know, looking at what occurred with the players who's supposed to be making plays, I thought overall we did a good job with Chris Godwin. Bucky Irvin, I thought overall we were able to stop him. Now, he had a long gain of 32, but he only averaged 3.7. It was the other running backs like White, Rashid White. And Tucker, you know, White averaged 4.8 and almost 5 yards a carry, and Tucker 4.1. So, you know, they could do it by committee. And, you know, we got Estime and Hull. Now they end up with 4 carries, you know, for 15 yards. But it's really Devin Neal's going to be our workhorse. And I think you're going to see him having 15 to 20 attempts a game. That we're going to try and hit that 30-yard along, or Shuck's going to still run, and then you taste them and how they're going to mix them in there. But I think Devin Neal is going to grow and end up playing with more and more confidence. And that's what we need, because Alvin Kamara, I'd be surprised if he comes back this year. You know, and he might be playing in a different uniform next year. So, you know, Kendrick Miller, gone, Pecan, you know, out of sight, out of mind. So, Devin Neal, a great opportunity for you to get something done. Now, I thought we would have sacked Baker Mayfield. Now, we had a chance at least 2 or 3 times. We came up with 0 sacks. I don't know if we've had any game where we haven't had at least 1 sack. Now, we haven't been sacking the quarterback this year. You know, I always say to be amongst the best, you got to be high 40s or low 50s. I think coming in the game, I want to say where we at, like 27 sacks? I mean, it's not the. Let me see. Like we got 20. We stuck on 27 sacks. That ain't good. No, you want the quarterback hurries, quarterback hits, and all that, but you still got to get the quarterback on the ground with the sack. So, and you know, Shuck was in the sack it 3 times, but I thought that whether it be Cam Jordan or Chase Young, because Tristan Wirfs, they're outstanding all-pro tackle, didn't even play. Chase Young, I know, had one sack opportunity for sure, one if not two, to get Baker Mayfield when he could, and he didn't get him. Well, one time for sure, I go, man, you just got to make that play. And he was not able to come up with the play then. Now, you know the one I got to give props to? Because if you're a pro, next man up. All of a sudden, Richards. Not only do we not have Fuaga at right tackle, so we got to see Richards. He's out the game. I got to give props to William Sherman.
Good old Bill.
Old Bill Sherman. He's going to march on Atlanta. You know,
that's what I thought. I was like, why does this name sound familiar to me?
Yeah, he's a pretty famous general. So here's a guy who's coming off the practice squad. I want to say he was more left tackle than right tackle, but the more you could do, he was a 6th-round selection of the Patriots back in 2021, and he played sparingly in his 5 NFL seasons. And, you know, he appeared in a couple of games with the Saints this season, playing 2 offensive snaps. And 7 special team snaps. That was against Atlanta and Carolina. But he had to come in a significant part of the game, and you ain't calling his name, so he was hanging. So good for good old Bill Sherman, stepping up big time, given the opportunity. Because something like that's a lot easier said than done. Well, if you want to be a pro and you want to last, those are the kind of things you got to do, because everyone looks at that film. Oh, look what he did with the Saints when he came in an emergency. He really kind of, bailed them out. Because you have limited amount of people who are activated and who's actually going to play. That's why that was so significant. Talked about Alante Taylor having his 2nd interception on the season. I thought that was outstanding. I thought still the runs by Shuck and Tyler Shuck plus 34-yard touchdown run. We went 3 plays, 47, longest run of the season, like I said before. And looking at now, what occurred, and I still don't know, is 2 plays by the officials. I mean, that crew, how are they going to be graded? I don't know. And I'm asking Coach Moore a couple of these questions on the coaching show at the second guess at the Silver Slipper. It was 3rd and 2, and we got the first down. Estime is in there. He got plus 2. He got it by, it looked like a yard, for sure a half a yard, a 3/4 yard. And I'm like, okay, you're trying to go up-tempo. But you have to challenge that spot. That's a first down easy. I don't know. Was the official from the suburbs of St. Petersburg or Tampa or something? That was like, come on. You want Tampa to not have no stress in the NFC South? You got to challenge that spot. I thought Coach Moore, or he should have someone in his ear. I mean, even what I saw, I don't care. You have to look at a bunch of replays. I would challenge that spot, how significant it was at the time. The reason why I say that, because now, I was like, remember 4th and 1, Shuck hit Olave plus 3. And I was like, whoa. And then Cesar Ruiz kind of, it was a penalty on him. He was downfield. But he probably thought Shuck was running, and we ended up having 4th down. So we ended up kicking a field goal, but because we was 4th down. If we'd had a 1st down, maybe we'd get a touchdown on that drive, and we not only just tie the score, but we take the lead there instead of making it 17-17. Because that was a long drive. We went 11 plays, 53 yards. Smith kicked a 30-yard field goal. Now, to me, that the 4th down stops are significant when they were occurring, and you got to give our defense a lot of credit.
Massive, for sure.
And it was at 4th and 3. Look what I wrote down in my notes. I go, Mayfield incomplete to Chris Godwin. You know, I'm a big Chris Godwin fan. I go, big hit by Kool-Aid. And I wrote, that was a Kool-Aid hit, not a sugar water.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was a Kool-Aid. That wasn't no sugar water there. So big play by Kool-Aid coming up on that particular 4th down. Now, to me, it was 3rd and 8. We get the ball because we stopped them. Great field position, when they were being aggressive. And that 3rd and 8, that's when Shuck to Neal plus 14. I don't know. Still don't know how Shuck didn't get sacked. he avoided sack at least three defenders. He was Houdini. He was a magician. So only a 13-yard touchdown, but to me that was awesome. That's when your teammates will watch that film and believe in you. Like, whoa. And, you know, we want to be led by Tyler Shuck. Just by having that type of play and the significance in the game, because now we're up 24-17. You know, we go 9 plays, 53 yards to take the lead. Now, they had a chance at the tie, like you said, but we've had a lot of bad luck. They drop a touchdown pass. Quincy Riley got double moved, and he wasn't even close. Ooh. But then, you know, they had to settle for a field goal because of the down and distance. They still couldn't be so aggressive on fourth down to make it 24-20. You know who dropped a couple of balls today? Was he not seeing the ball? Taysom Hill. You know, I'm trying to get Taysom his 30-something catches so he can be in that special club, you know, right. NFL history. He dropped a couple of balls. And but then at the end of the game, I mean, it was right above. We'll have some fans call in and break it down exactly. But there was a difference, I know, on the clock. Look, right for the two-minute warning. I mean, we got tackled in bounds. Why did the clock stop? To me, it was a difference. Could have ran the clock for at least 24 seconds, like giving Tampa Bay an extra timeout.
It was very shady.
Again, someone has to help out Kellen Moore with that. I mean, the time's not right. Stop the game or whatever, because that could be the difference of winning or losing the game, especially the way Baker Mayfield plays at the end. I go, we cannot lose that game. If that happens because of that, I was like, come on. Clock management, Kellen Moore. It was the third and forever. What was that? I'm trying to think the down and distance. I know I agree with Deuce 100%. Clock manager, why aren't we running the ball? No, why are we passing? I think we got 3 seconds off the clock then. That was a total screw up. So that's another question that I'm going to challenge Kellen Moore with. I mean, to me, you could break it down, and I would say when you look at the time and how you can milk the clock, you definitely have to run the ball in that regard. But again, our defense kept coming up big time. It was fitting as we're going to go to the break and have to listen to the callers, what's going to be fitting is how the damn game basically end. They going for it on fourth down. Have you ever seen a team go for like 7 fourth downs in a game under those conditions? Not like they dominated us that one drive. Okay, I give them that. Were they that hard-headed? Because you look at down, yes. But it was 4th and 4 and a minute 27, a lot of time left. You know, considering Baker Mayfield and all his comebacks, but they only gained +3. I said, they better not spot that ball to give him a first down. You know, it was kind of close, but look where the ball was.
Yep.
So they couldn't give it to him. So that was a great way to end the game where the offense gets the ball and you're getting that formation, win the game. You know, victory formation, it's unbelievable because you know for sure you're going to win then. And it was all because of that fourth down stop. No, a very unusual game. But it just goes to show you. Isn't Tampa Bay amongst the best? This is like a good sample size, at least the season halfway through. Isn't the Bucs one of the best teams in the NFC? If you were talking about the Eagles, you were talking about the Bucs, the Rams, the Lions, the Packers, then the up-and-coming Bears. So they were in the top 5 or 6, right? I mean, the Saints deserve to win today in Tampa Bay. Again, though, we've always played good in Tampa. One of the most unusual games in football history, definitely Saints history, was when Dennis Allen was the interim head coach and the great Tom Brady, we beat him 9-0.
They got nothing.
Well, wasn't that a primetime game? I'm almost sure it was that night, if I can recall. I don't know if it was Sunday or Monday night. But, Steve, Vegas, nobody got that right. 9-0, and it was at Tampa. We've always played the Buccaneers good in Tampa. Not so much at home here. You know, we played them good here, but because we beat Tampa Bay more than any other team when you look at the big sample size. But, that did not surprise me. That's why I just based this on, okay, let me see. I have to, before we go to the break. I have to look. You know what I base this on? This is my logic why I'm taking the Saints in 8.5 points. Because now it's damn true, and we won by four. The sample size, you're talking about like 67 games, okay? More than half the games have been decided by 7 points or less. And we won by four. Now, you know, I said, and we getting 8.5? So I'm just kind of playing the percentages. And what we've done, as of late, now, not immediate late, but, you know, since 2009, we've now won 12 of 17 games against the Bucs. That's pretty dominating. You know, it all started with Sean Payton and Drew Brees in the Super Bowl, world champs.
Not just in Tampa, all time?
All like time. Since 2009, okay. We won 12 of 17. And then you look, all-time record in Tampa, we now have 20 wins and 12 losses. We've played well in Tampa. We have, and we're going to play well again next year. I'm going to tell you, Tampa has no home field advantage. I don't care if they're shooting off the cannons and the ship and all that. That does not intimidate the Saints
in
Tampa.
We've taken over the ship.
Yeah, we've taken over the ship. Now, we just need to take over the dome again. And next Sunday, give the crowd something to cheer for when Carolina comes to town. We need to rain on their parade because they're now tied with the Bucs. You know, so, some fans might say, oh, Bobby, we just keep going the opposite way. We won't be able to pick in the top three. Again, I tell you, players compete and they fight because they're fighting for their livelihood and their job, anything they put out on film. So I want to see us play well against Carolina, not go on a roller coaster. You know, we whipped Carolina in Carolina, right?
Went into the bye week on a high.
And then what we did after the bye, we played terrible against Atlanta in the Dome, right? Oh, beat Tampa in Tampa. Now, I don't want us to come back in the Dome
and
play terrible against Carolina. That's what you don't want. That's when you get frustrated. It's like, oh, I'm done. You know, you're over it.
Well, we're done right now with this Cajun Cannon. We're going to take a break after this rant. Coming back with more, you can sound off with Bobby, 504-260-1870. Saints winning 24-20 in Tampa, folks. Be back with more right after this on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Saints get a 24-20 victory at Tampa Bay for each point scored by the Saints this season. American Safety will donate $50 to disaster relief. American Safety, stronger than the storm and right here with you. Here on The Point, after the Black and Gold get that victory in Week 14, we're going to head to our talk and text line. Everybody lining up to talk to the Cajun Cannon after this one, 504-260-1870 for you to join in. Up first here on The Point After, though, Hector in New Orleans. You're here talking to the Cajun Cannon. What you want to say after this victory, Hector?
Hey, guys. This I've been saying the past couple of weeks. I think it all comes down to third down efficiency. We were 45%.
Right.
And they weren't even close to us. They were 3 of 11. And not only that, I think what was a good key difference in the game, and it all boils down to this, at one point in the fourth quarter, I think we were 4 of 4 on third down to keep the chains moving.
Right.
And so that was very good. But also, too, Bobby, I know earlier in the season, all the way up to maybe Carolina, we were struggling in the red zone. Today we were 2 of 3. They were 1 of 2. So hats off to the defense for making things happen, especially on those fourth down plays. But you mentioned Alante Taylor. How about Carl Granderson? He had a good fourth down stop, too.
Yes. Yeah, Carl Granderson's kind of been in the background and is a big part of the Saints' future. Because when Chase Young came back, you know, here he had Cam Jordan's been the steady one. You know, it was like Cam Jordan and Carl Granderson. And then when Chase Young came back, it's been, you know, Cam Jordan and Chase Young. And Carl Granderson's a great guy, a great team player. You know, he ended up with 5 total tackles. He had 2 tackles for a loss. He had a pass defended. Carl Granderson, I think, has good instincts at times. And, on that fourth down play, was just outstanding. And, I'm glad you brought him up to give him props. You know who's been a guy under the radar, too, and plays hard? He also had 5 tackles like Carl Granderson. Nathan Shepard, he had a couple of quarterback hurries. He's always been, I'm not saying he's Vita Vey or nothing like that, but, no, he's been steady for us. And, Double D didn't have 10 tackles. Usually I always say 10 tackles. He had 7, tied with Kool-Aid, with McKinstry with 7. Carl Granderson, I know they're high on him. And I was worried about the trade deadline that Carl Granderson could be one, because I'm telling you, football people, they all high on Carl Granderson. So the Saints weren't going to give him up for nothing, considering Cam Jordan's age. And right now, how you rebuilding team going like younger guys that just paid Chase Young and they got Carl Granderson in the contract. So, that's a guy that the Saints are counting on for the future.
Well, and, this is the second week in a row, too, that we see Tyler Shuck to relay in certain key situations. We see it again today.
Right.
He came up with some big catches, especially towards the end. So I kind of expect, maybe you can ask Coach Kellen Moore this, well, we're expected to see him more in the mix, especially in clutch situations, because if you notice, Olave's going to get his catches, but it seems to me Tyler Shuck's looking his way first, especially on that last, right before the 2-minute warning, before it was.
Well, he's a bigger target. He's a bigger target, not as fast as Chris Olave, but he's more likely to make plays over the middle. Just a bigger target. I can tell you, they both had 5 targets, and they both had 3 catches. But I know last week, Valet had 8 targets, 8 catches. I would say we're going to try and feed everybody and give them their plays. Like Juwan was outstanding, 4 targets, 4 catches. But I would like to see Valet almost being the most targeted guy every game. And it's just moving the sticks, moving the chains, converting on third down like we did, at 45%. So in theory, I would say, so let's say one can get 8 targets and one can get 5. I'd say, okay, Olave, you have 5 and Valet gets 8. Just because a bigger body guy.
I mean, I'm glad we won. I take the win for sure. But looking at the rest of the schedule, I can't see if we don't play like we did today, I don't see how we can't maybe pick up another win or two. If only we can shore up our run defense, I think we'll be in great shape to do something in December.
Yeah, our run defense at times, it looks awesome. Like we could do like on a goal line or fourth down. And then it seems like we lay an egg on one drive every game where we just get cash. Right. It's like, whoa, is anybody like Brian Brzee's been inconsistent where they'll make a play, then all of a sudden, like I said, we had the momentum and we let him drive down the field. Now, you bring up the schedule, Hector. I'm telling you, that this is crazy. And you might say, win one or two more games. What about the Saints run the table? Bobby, how can they run the table? What are you talking about? We don't want to do that.
Panthers and Jets coming to the Dome, and then at Tennessee, at Atlanta.
Yeah, okay. Are any of those teams going to the Super Bowl? I mean, just look who we have in the play. Now, Carolina, after their bye, it'd be interesting to see. They want a little revenge on us as we waxed them in Carolina.
Sure.
But all of a sudden, we were going to pick second or third today, then now we're picking
third.
Now we're picking fifth.
Today.
Now we're picking fifth.
Right, correct.
Some Saints fans will say, man, well, we're going to win the rest of the games and get out the top 10? No, I mean, that's why there's no tanking. I'm telling you, players are going to play hard. Now, I know we want a top five pick because the fans will be going crazy.
We also want to shuck it up.
Yeah, to help shuck out. Yeah, we want to get a dominant player. We want to shuck it up and win. But I don't know. You can't have your cake and eat it, too, in this regard where you go compete and you try and win the game. But I think some Saints fans will want us to play hard and ball. We had a chance, but we didn't quite do it. And other fans say, oh, we all want to win the rest of the games.
Right, of course, now we're going to win.
Because we're already mathematically eliminated from the playoffs. And then what? You don't want to be in purgatory where you're hovering around 500. You're not really good, but you're not really bad, so you're just always in the middle of the pack. I mean, we've been there a while. We want to either be all in, the draft to rebuild for the future. But I'm telling you, where the Saints are playing with Shuck right now, because he is the quarterback of the future. Again, I'll say it again, there's no college quarterback right now out there better than Tyler Shuck.
Saints get a 24-20 win at Tampa, week 14, now 3-10 for New Orleans. Taking a break here on The Point After, coming back with your calls right after this on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Happy Sunday, folks. The Saints get a 24-20 victory over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Raymond James Stadium. Week 14, improving now to 3-10 on the season. Dropping the Bucs to 7-6. 504-260-1870 to sound off with the Cajun Cannon.
So what are we now in the NFC South? 2-2? We are 2-2?
Correct. Right.
Okay, I can show you my notes. I didn't know what we were going to do, Steve, but I said we're going to finish 3-3 in the NFC South.
Oh, from the start of the year, you thought we were going to be 500 in a division.
Yeah, that we're going to be 3-3 in the division and still win, I told you five or six games. Remember how it was like OTA's mini camp? And I was like, yeah, well, what is that? I said, we can win five or six games, but if it might be the same song and dance like in the past. You're hovering around 500, it would be like 7 wins, but 7-10. That's not 500. But like I was saying, 5 or 6 wins. And then after I watched the offensive line in training camp, I was saying like 4-5.
Right.
And with the 4-5, I was going 3-3 in the NFC South. Because when you play within the division, you could throw out the records.
I recall you being confident in splitting still with the Bucs, and I was not so sure.
Yeah, it's just because how we've played in Tampa,
right?
And a familiar opponent. It's just something about the division that you look like. You know who always plays the Rams tough, and within their division is the damn Cardinals.
Correct.
I've seen the Rams, as prolific they've been on offense. What, the final score, Cardinals and Rams, 13-10?
So can you put a finger on anything, why you think it could be the Saints do so well in Tampa?
Well, no, I don't know. That's hard. No, I have no idea.
Short road trip.
Yeah, but within the division, it's like you're always hovering around 500. Okay, we beat you, you beat us. And kind of because, again, the parity in the league and – just look right now before this weekend, before the game's coming up in this week. And we've had, you know, we towards the back end of the season. And then it was almost a case in point. Well, oh, you got to have the most unbelievable quarterback to make the postseason. Well, look in the AFC. All of a sudden, is Pat Mahomes? Is he going to get the Chiefs to the playoffs? Oh, didn't Josh Allen and the Bills come back against the Bengals?
They sure did.
But look at Josh Allen and the Bills. Joe Burrow was injured. Oh, Justin Herbert. Look at the Chargers. So all of a sudden, you're looking at teams that don't necessarily have like an unbelievable quarterback that's fighting for their postseason life. So that's why when I look at even with Baker Mayfield and all that, when the Saints, when we lost to Tampa Bay in the Dome, mm-hmm. man, they didn't do anything. I'm going to have to look. I think they might actually did better. Again, the overall numbers. Steve, I'm going to look at go to our caller right now because I want to look at that, how well we played against them. Compared to what occurred, the first time we played right. them compared to now. I'm telling you, we just familiar with them and could get it done.
Charlie's giving me the wrap-up signal for before we get to those phone lines, 504-260-1870. Going to take that break, be back with even more folks right here on The Point After on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. I got that positive feeling after a Saints 24-20 victory over the Buccaneers in Tampa Bay. It started out a overcast day here in New Orleans, ended up with a sunny outcome, that's for sure, Cajun Cannon.
Well, we're from South Louisiana, or Gulf Coast, Gulf, Salt, Saints, whatever. I mean, we should be able to handle the rain, right?
They thrived in it.
Yeah, thrived in the rain. we look very comfortable. Now, I'm sure Jeff on the sidelines wasn't looking too comfortable. But you look at the first game versus the second game, we're talking about the parity in, like, divisions, who you're familiar with in the NFL. Like, for instance, Baker Mayfield. Okay, nothing to write home about. He threw for 152 yards in the Dome, and today he threw for 122. Okay, you look at total yards. And we lost this game in the Dome because of the turnovers. Remember how we even, what were in the Dome, we're -3? In the turnover margin, because you said we had 4-1. Yeah.
4-1, right.
So if you look total offense the first game, they only had 212. Well, today they had 301, but we won. So that's why when you break it all down, look, are you protecting the football and you're taking it away? But I think as I know when I played and all that, when you're familiar with an opponent, they know you, but you know them also. So it's just like a chess match, just about execution.
And sometimes, I guess, who's having the better day?
Yeah, and like no matter how good the 49ers were, we never could beat them. It might have been because of the quarterback, but we all went down to the wire with them. But, you know, like looking at Atlanta, the Rams, no, you're familiar with them. And I think, you know, you could even see in the AFC North, like how the Browns lost. Who did the Browns lose to today? Did they lose to the Titans?
Tennessee, right.
Yeah, come on. And then how can the Browns beat the Packers in Green Bay 13-10? Is the NFL, man, I'm telling you.
Going to our WWL talking text line, 504-260-1870. Hollywood in Thibodeau, you are first up here on The Point After. What you got for us today, Hollywood?
Hey, Bob, hey, Steve.
What's going on?
Hey, Hollywood Swinger, what you got?
Hey, Bob, we got a W.
Yeah, we got a W, and I think well-deserved. I'd have been frustrated if we wouldn't have won this game because it wasn't like, they outplayed us. I mean, we were hanging with them right there, and I think a big part was that turnover margin being zero instead of us at -1. But, I thought the team played hard. I don't know if you're a Tyler Shuck fan, Hollywood, but I think Tyler Shuck is the quarterback of the future.
Whoever brings us a win, I'm an Andy Connor fan. How you like that?
I like that, yes. A win is a win.
Hey, the Saints brought a lot of energy to this game from the beginning all the way to the end of the game. Special teams, big kickoff return, open and drive.
Right, right.
At 2 minutes, defense, a lot of stops on 4th down and 3rd and 1. I've never seen that happen.
Yeah, you bring that up, Hollywood. That's crazy. I don't know. Some fan might bring up, but I don't know if I've ever seen a team go like for 7 4th downs. You might see at the most three or four, but seven?
Maybe a Dan Campbell type.
Dan Campbell, they'll go instead of, you know how, it's a good point, Steve. You know how the Bucks went 2 of 7? Dan Campbell, I think they might have went for it and it was 0 for 7. You know, you could beat your head against the wall. So go ahead.
What about Kawhi Johnson, Bobby? He's much more physical than Dan.
Yeah, Juwan Johnson, the tight end, 4 of 4. You know, at times you would see our receivers, whether it was Juwan Johnson, Chris Olave, catch the ball, but don't fumble. You know, and not turn it over. Right. He made the catch. They're going to be ball hawk. You remember Antoine Winfield last time when he knocked the ball out? Well, we didn't hear too much from Mr. Winfield today because he's been a Saints killer. Now, he ended up being second in their team, and he had 4 unassisted tackles, 5 total tackles, a pass defended. But not the impact as far as getting a big takeaway to influence the outcome of the game. No, the one who played up and has done this is Vita V. It seems like he never has an off game against the Saints. But other than that, you know, we were hanging. Now, boy, the one time, how about this play? I know you saw this, Hollywood. He got credit for a pass defended. Cam Jordan, when he batted that ball up, boy, his eyes got so close. He was going to intercept that. I think the tackle saw that maybe Cam Jordan was going to intercept it, so he kind of yanked on him, and he couldn't catch it. Boy, that have been. But the older player to make that type play, boy, you bat the ball in the air and you intercept it. Because Cam has done that before. I want to say he did that against Matthew Stafford and a pick 6 against the Lions in the Superdome. I don't know why I'm thinking about that. Cam Jordan made a great type play, batted the ball up, or a pick 6, pass defendant, touchdown against Matthew Stafford when he was with the Lions. That's how long Cam's been playing.
Hey, Bobby, how about the run again with Devin Neal and Hall and that third running back? Yeah, that's better than Kamara, huh?
Well, S.J., yeah. You know what? I think Devin Neal's going to start playing with and more confidence.
Still think Estime got that first down. We was robbed.
Yeah, no, that was terrible. I mean, that's why we want to go up tempo then, but right then, I don't know, he threw the challenge flag. We got the first down because we end up having to kick a field goal in that drive. And no, that is critical. And the same thing, clock management, but also the officials. How can you in this day and age not get the clock right? He's inbounds. How can the clock not run? I'll tell you, there's a difference, I want to say, 24, 25 seconds.
At least, right.
And it could have cost us because I was so worried about, because what happened to begin the season, how many unbelievable comebacks Baker Mayfield was having. And I said, don't tell me this is going to happen to us. Again, thanks for the call, Hollywood. A big Saints win. I think got to be proud of how hard the team played. Because Tampa Bay was in the driver's seat in the NFC South. Not so much right now. I'm not saying they're not going to win the NFC South. But right there with him is the Carolina Panthers. And you know it should be one on the field? Well, guess what? They both 7-6, and they haven't played each other yet this season. So Tampa Bay and Carolina got to play each other twice. So Carolina can say, hey, look in the mirror. We want to win the NFC South. Well, we have it right there before us, beat Tampa Bay twice.
Saints 24-20 winner at Tampa Bay. We're here on The Point After. Be back with more right after this. Stay tuned, folks, on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Toot toot, all aboard the Shuck train. Tyler Shuck, I'm sure, is going to be around the highlights in the NFL after today's 24-20 Saints victory, coming up with two big rushing touchdowns of the day.
And Steve, so what was the line that the NFL, you know, the headlines, what were they calling Shuck? Shuck, it was some term you told me.
Oh, I forget what they, it was something like Shuck and All kind of thing.
What was it? Shuck and All? No.
Something like that to the effect. I'd have to look it up what the NFL Network was tweeting out.
No, well, whenever Shuck can run.
Shuck and believable.
Yeah. No, it was something the NFL had a slogan. No, so that sounds pretty
good. You got to watch out because, it sounds a little.
Yeah, the Shuckster. You know, he's shucking oysters or whatever.
Charlie's hovering over the dump button right now.
No, I'm not. I'm just trying to. We're trying to come up with something good for Tyler Shuck because I think he will be the quarterback of the future for the Saints.
Well, the future is the talk and text line 504-260-1870 with the Cajun Cannon. Eon, you are up next. What you want to talk about tonight on The Point After?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right, Eon.
Always good after being in Brady's boys,
that's for sure.
Or his second boys. Yeah. So I'm a teacher, and I notice trends. It's a good day, definitely, for sure. But, you know, listening to all the callers, thinking myself, Vele, had a great game. Neil, you know, definitely had a really good game running the ball. And then, obviously, the quarterback play was just incredible, especially given the conditions. You know who I think did not have a good game? Coach calling the plays again, because at the end, he almost cost us the game. When they were
right.
On, was it third down? Yeah, third down. But that's basic football. Why are we throwing? It's like we're trying to give like Mayfield more time.
Yeah. No, because you have to look at the down and distance and the probability of converting. No, the clock is your best friend. You have to run off tick 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 tick. You gotta
bleed it.
You gotta bleed the clock. No, and I'm asking that tomorrow night. What was his strategy? What was he thinking? Oh, you'll probably say, "Well, I want to be more aggressive, and all that." But you have to have. It can't be so hard headed that this is what we want to do and be aggressive. So even with Dan Campbell, it does depend on the ebb and flow. Are you truly winning in the trenches to go far, like a majority of the times on fourth down or? A situation, what you're calling a pass play versus running play or vice versa. No, just Kellen Moore, how he closed out the game, how he could not challenge that spot. That's why you got challenge flags when we had a first down. And,
right.
And you know, we ended up kicking a field goal in there, but you could have got a touchdown on that drive. And then at the end, how can they get the clock wrong? I mean, you have to have somebody that's analyzing the whole game, and they're looking at the clock. He's tackling in bounds. How can the clock stop? No, the Deuce is going crazy. So was I. So, did you notice? You know what we're talking about, right? So I think that's when Kellen Moore needs to rant and rave and get the officials' attention more instead of just being like,
right.
Kind of too laid back.
Yeah, it just makes wonder, like, again, yes, we need new, you know, different players and, you know, that's going to be, but some of the players are really balling and it's like, it just makes you wonder, like, what our record would be if maybe, you know, some of the play calling and coaching, it just makes you wonder for sure.
The team's definitely evolving as a whole.
Yeah, they are. They are evolving as a whole.
At least I can say the scripted plays worked this week. I was like a hallelujah. I've been dying for the Saints' opening drive to score a touchdown, and we accomplished that today.
Well, exactly. Neon and Steve, that's exactly okay. Let's see what we're gonna do when Carolina comes to town. I'm not saying, you know, it's the first time we score on the opening drive, but I want to see what we do in the whole first quarter. Because to me, that's going to be critical. Can you build upon what you just accomplished? Because, you know, going into this game, we've been outscored almost 5-1, like 92-19 in the first quarter. Mm-hmm. That's why I was ecstatic. I was like, Steve, I was telling Steve, like, I don't care if we even win the game, whatever. Right now, I'm so excited because how we did on that first drive.
Progress, a check mark.
I thought it was the second coming of Drew Brees and Sean Payton-type plays offense. We go 6 plays, 45 yards, 2 minutes, 36 seconds. Bam, 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 because we have the great kick return. Oh, and speaking of kick returns, Eon, he didn't do it as a punt. You see, Rashid Shaheed had a 100-yard kick return for the Seahawks today. That didn't surprise me. But look, Mason Tipton, 54-yard return. That's how you want to set the tone starting the game. So, I want to see if we can have an outstanding first quarter again against Carolina coming up.
Folks, let's pause 10 seconds right now. We're going to let stations identify themselves on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. 504-260-1870. Line them up. Talking with the Cajun Cannon after the black and gold get a 24-20 victory over the Bucks. Week 14. Saints now 3-10 on the season. Coming back with more of the point after right after this on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Who dat? Saints get their third win of the season, beating the Buccaneers 24-20 in Tampa Bay. We were asking about the clock stopping at the end of the game. And Cajun Cannon on our talk and text line, 504-260-1870. 5147 says, in all caps, by the way, he's yelling at us, the rule is on a penalty. The clock stops. There was a penalty on Tampa. Stop harping on the clock stopping. Read your text messages. So, yes, I'm sorry.
Well, Steve's reading it.
Yes, reading the message. So, I guess that's the rule.
Well, you know, they have the official meetings every year. I like to bring that up to the officials. You know, they have committees. They change rules all the time. To me, it doesn't benefit the Saints executing the play, even though there was an offside. So you have to remember, it was 3rd and 5. Chuck hits Villay plus 13.
Right.
So obviously you're not gonna take the penalty. So penalty on the defense, but you are inbound. So why, when you said the player can refuse, we're gonna refuse the penalty, then just start the clock then. Now, if it was 3rd and 5, let's say Chuck would hit Villay, it'd be plus 4. Well, we didn't get the first down, so I would take the penalty then. And you take the offsides, and then you have a first down. Yeah, but it didn't make sense to me why it's hurting you for executing the play even though they're offsides. It's not like the Saints were offsides. I would understand that. And under 5 minutes, but to me, I understand not what they're saying, but that has to be addressed because you're hurting the team that executed the play.
Cajun Cannon on our point after talking text line 504-260-1870. You got to imagine a lot of folks waiting to sound off about Chuck. Jimmy and Gretna, you're up next here on the point after. What you want to say about Chuck, Jim?
Hey, man, look, we're out at the Christmas parade tonight in Gretna when, you know, I'm actually hanging out with Abdul the Tent Maker. So, look, merry early Christmas there. And look, Tyler Chuck has shown a lot of grit. I feel like we do have the quarterback for the future. I'm not saying he's Drew Brees, but
he can run better than Drew Brees. I know that. He can hit it and get it. No, you want a mobile quarterback? You know, Saints fans, we want a mobile quarterback. Well, you got one in Tyler Shuck.
And look, listen, I know Tom Benson said this about Loomis. Got to, you know, Gail Benson trust Loomis. Look, if he stays in as a liaison or the head of the janitor division, I'm fine with that. Because what's going on with the Pelicans next door is horrible. But I have hope here. Am I glad we won, like you say, Bobby, and lost some traction with the higher up draft picks? Correct. I'm kind of upset about that because I think we've had issues this year because of the group of guys that we've had post Sean Payton making these decisions on draft picks and all that. And I'll put it to you this way, Steve and Bobby, if we have a top three pick, I don't even think Loomis and the boys can mess that up. So, I mean, I hope they can. I mean, you know, I you know.
So you say top three pick, like it have to be almost can't miss. And a lot of teams that take that approach, you know, a lot of draft analysts, they look at, okay, you know, you might have, okay, who's a first rounder? And, you know, it always says, well, there's never 32 first rounders. There's usually maybe up to high teens, 16, 17, 18. And then there's the elite of the elite. And then there's like, well, if you look at top 10, there's really out of top 10, maybe three or four that are can't miss. And then so what Jimmy's saying, and a lot of Saints fans are saying this, man, if we get out the top three, and let's say we pick it, I don't know, eight or nine, we still might pick the wrong player and not have an immediate impact to help us.
Now, would have, should have.
Yeah, it might work, it might not, but that's the draft lottery, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, you look at this team right now, Bobby, after today, the Saints currently have the fifth pick in the NFL draft. They moved down from 3 to 5.
Yeah, 3 to 5.
I'll take the victory over Tampa.
Yeah, well, I don't know. You play to win the game, right?
Hello?
Yeah, you want to. But I don't know. It's kind of scary, Steve. Some fans are taking the approach. I want us to play hard and don't embarrass ourselves and look good.
And then lose it at the end.
Yeah, and then I'll say, well, that's all right. We lay in the foundation. We got a good nucleus. We're going to build upon this versus like, oh, we had a winning streak at the end of the season because you have to look at who you beat. And then all of a sudden, what? We picking number 9 now? Or are we picking, you know?
Will Bryce is like, up next. You're coming.
Are out of the top 10? No, no. Because it can happen. I'm telling you, look at the strength of schedule. Now, flip a coin. It could go either way. Because, you know, even like the Jets or the Titans, they're probably saying, you know, as players, oh, that's a winnable game for us. Like we're saying it's a winnable game. You know, both teams are saying that.
But they don't have a Tyler Shuck.
Yeah, they don't have no Shuck. Shuck's on a roll right now. And I wonder, like, did Cam Ward play well today? You know, because here's the number one overall pick, a quarterback with the Titans. They end up winning. Then the beating Shadur and the Browns, but it looked like a very entertaining game. It was high scoring.
14-28, 117, 2 touchdowns and a pick. Eh.
Yeah, and then well, what did Shadur do? Was he? I mean, because it was high scoring.
23-42, 364, 3 touchdowns and a pick.
Okay, yeah.
Decent day.
So I don't know, but I heard the Browns might go back to Deshaun Watson. Because of his contract. Deshaun Watson, right, right, right. Think about that. Who? Yeah, all what they guaranteed him. They almost can't get rid of him because, you know, all the money they paid him.
Hanging out here on The Point After, Saints win 24-20 in Tampa. Coming back with more right after this on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. We are back here on The Point After, Saints winning Week 14 in Tampa Bay, 24-20 over the Bucs. Saints now 3-10 on the season, Buccaneers 7-6. Hitting up our talk and text line, 504-260-1870 to sound off with the Cajun Cannon. Melvin and old Bogalusa wants to sound off. Melvin, what you got with the Cajun Cannon?
What's up, Melvin? Bogalusa Lumberjacks.
Oh, that's it. And who that?
Who
Bobby
that?
Bobby and Steven. Yes, I. Who that?
Well, Melvin, what do you think of that game today? Do you watch all of it, or you watch bits and pieces,
yes,
or what?
No, I love that game today, and it just really just pours my heart out. And I think Shuck is our quarterback of the future. And so now, on our offseason, we'll be able to build around him, and he'll have an offseason, and he'll be ready for the next season. We'll be winning the South next year.
Yeah, winning the NFC South. I tell you what, I would take that. It'll be interesting to see what direction they're going to go. I still think we need more playmakers. I wish that what all said and done right now, it continues to grow like back-to-back weeks, getting Vele the ball. I think even though he's up with age, and Charlie didn't necessarily agree with this about what you had to give up to get him because of his age. But I think he could be a special receiver that Shuck could count on. And now.
Yeah, to me, look, at this point, you got him. Let's maximize the right now.
Without a doubt. And Chris Olave, you know, they might pay him like a number one. But if I'm a quarterback, I'm going to go with the guy who I could trust, no matter where I'm throwing on the field. Maybe not all like a go route or vertical like with Olave, but as far as all those other routes and potential yards after the catch, I'm trusting more Vele. And if Juwan Johnson can grow, because it's just bigger targets. You know, Juwan Johnson was a receiver that became tight end, but even more than Chris Olave. I think they all need to contribute. But, no, there's something to build up on there, because you can have the right quarterback, but you got playmakers. I still don't know about running back where we're at there who could beat a 1-2 punch. I don't know how Kendre Miller's going to come back from his knee. I think Alvin's probably going to Kamara's going to move on with that. But I know the Saints fans would probably get frustrated if we drafted, let's say, another interior lineman, considering what we pay in Cesar Ruiz and all. You know what I'm saying? So then we got the young tackles, if Fuaga come back, McCoy. So, no, we're building something. But do you want an impactful, you know, defensive player that, you know, what are you picking in the draft? If we do pick in the top five, top three, no, that they ain't developing nothing. Whoever we're picking, they have to be a stud from the get-go. And you know, I think Chase Young can be a stud at times, but it seems like, I'm not saying he takes plays off now and then, but he should be, with his skill set, he should be way more impactful than he is.
Right, it's frustrating with that kind of body and skill set that you would think he'd be more of a dominating force. I know you saw him in those joint sessions, that little bit against the Rams, and you're like, oh my God, he's going to have an amazing year.
Well, yeah, I said the Rams couldn't block him. And but you want him to have. I'm not saying he has to be the second coming of Myles Garrett, but how about you do half of Myles Garrett? You know what I'm saying? Because I think he has the ability. You know who's kind of like that too? And he ended up with the Dolphins. We played against him last week, and I remember coming out of college, Bradley Chubb. Remember that? Mm-hmm. No, Chase Young, Bradley Chubb. No, they're legit NFL starters, but to me, they could be even better than what they are.
Taking a break here on The Point After. You can sound off 504-260-1870. We'll return right after this. Stay tuned on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. We're back here on The Point After. The Black and Gold get a 24-20 victory over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Venture Global donating $10 per Saints receiving yards to their Catch for the Coast program. Venture Global innovating to provide low-cost LNG to the world. Their current donations after today's game, $35,250. Helping add to that total of receiving yards, Saints quarterback Tyler Shuck. Let's hear from the rookie after today's victory over Tampa Bay.
This is why you play football, you know, coming here in the elements, just with all your boys, with all your teammates, and we fought really hard, and you know, was really proud of the O-line, just kind of chugging along the whole way, did a really good job in protection. The defense was making huge stops. You know, I think we did a better job of being a little bit more complimentary, and was just proud of all of our guys. You know, it kind of took everybody, so it was just a lot of fun. That's the kind of thing I'm kind of resonate with me right now. It was just a lot of fun, and I think it just shows kind of how we are as a team. He was awesome. He was his usual self. You know, I think, you know, what we love about him is he's the same dude. You know, win or loss, I think, obviously, you know, it stings a lot more when you lose. But at the end of the day, you know, you look back on how you can get better, you know, how you can improve, and same thing with a win. So, you know, it was hard fought, and but a win's a win. And, you know, it's awesome, you know, being there with all the guys. And
can you walk through
the
go-ahead touchdown?
Yeah, no. You know, we were getting, you know, Taysom on their linebacker for, you know, maybe a pylon wheel shot, and, you know, it kind of got all muddied up at the end. So was just trying to get out of there, make a play, and, you know, just saw green grass and went for it. So, you know, it was a really good job just driving the whole way down the field and, you know, getting down there. So, you know, stuff like that happens, and you got to go for it.
When you're making plays with legs like that, did you feel like maybe soften up stuff for Devin and Andre and Devin?
100%. I mean, I think anytime we can be balanced, throwing the ball, you know, me, you know, running it as well, and then it opens up. You know, they did a really good job. Devin ran his butt off, and all those guys kind of came in and stepped up big time, especially just because the grass was so beat up. You know, running, and that was tough for those guys, and they were getting dirty yards, and I was really proud of them. You know, they played their butts off.
And tough weather conditions today. I mean,
yeah.
Pretty bad.
Yeah, I mean, it was – I mean, you sank, you know, a few inches into the grass quite a bit. So it was pretty rough. It was part of it. You know, I mean, that's why you do it. And, you know, everybody was prepared. So it was a lot of fun. You know, there's no excuses. You know, we got out there and, you know, you got to drive the football.
But, I mean, I'm assuming you all had, like, planned for weather today. But that may seem like you leaned really heavy into one game.
Mm-hmm.
All of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, especially when it's pouring down like that, you know, it's tough to hang on to the ball when you're throwing it like that, and you know, especially when you're driving. But you know, they did a good job of switching them out when we could, and but yeah, you got to get those dirty yards and then throw it when you need to, and it's just part of it. You know, that's why you do it.
Do you feel the confidence grow with each game, each start?
100%, yeah. I feel every single practice, you know, I've said it, you know, every single week, you know, I feel my confidence growing, you know, more and more, just the ability to go out there, you know, put points on the board any way we can. So, you know, there's a lot of plays that, you know, we can look at and, you know, I can look at and continue to grow with. But I was just really proud of everybody, especially against a defense like that and in those conditions to kind of turn out a win.
How do you feel to do some damage with your legs? You're going for your arm, but you guys have a couple big plays with your legs.
Mm-hmm. Yes, my mindset is, you know, get it done any way I can. You know, that's why you play football. So, you know, I'll kind of continue to look back how we can continue to grow as a team and an offense. But, you know, I think we all played well together. And, you know, that was a lot of fun.
I feel like we've asked you guys a million times about slow starts, so to mm-hmm. get the big tip and then capitalize
yeah.
on that right away. How important was that to go?
It was great. You know, it was a great feeling just driving down the field, you know, just operating our game plan, you know, playing fast, playing clean. And that was our whole message, you know, and whenever we were slowed up, you know, we had the penalties, and I think it was self-inflicted wounds. So, you know, we can look back and, you know, it starts with me, just clear communication, getting everybody lined up, getting everybody's feet set. So I think that's, you know, we look back at it and that's when we had those drives stall out. So, you know, I was proud of how we came out of the gate, you know, hot, and we just got to continue to sustain that the whole game.
I'm assuming it was a miscommunication with Chris on that.
I thought he was going to keep going, you know, converting as well and on converting it. But ultimately, you know, it's my fault. So we'll get to a better play, and you know, that's on me. Just miscommunication and, you know, part of it. But I think it was pretty proud of him, just kind of, you know, especially all those guys running routes, you know, staying friendly in some of their zones, winning versus man. So he did a great job all game, and we'll kind of continue to just, you know, develop that chemistry and. Yeah, you know, ran it previously in the game, and tried to circle it, you know, with Juwan wrapped around, and knew if we got that look again, and there was a seam, and I was going to try and hit it. So, just kind of blacked out at that point, to be honest.
Obviously, like, you guys want to be able to close it off in the 4 minute offense.
Yeah.
But to have the defense go.
Yeah, it was huge. You know, that's the worst feeling as an offense when you have the game in your hands like that, and you can run it out. You know, you know what we were doing. Felvele was open. It kind of got tipped, and it was an awkward play. You know, looking back, if it's, you know, close at all, could just, you know, just slide there and run the clock out as much as we could. So it's tough, bang bang play. But, you know, I think it just kind of shows the resiliency of our defense. You know, their mindset. You know, it's unbelievable. They, you know, they're showing up. They're on the field way too much. So, you know, they stepped up big at the end.
Two teams that you beat on the road are Planet in the video. Yeah. Does that give you a sense of how close you could be and carry some of that momentum over?
Yeah. I mean, it's the thing I'm learning, you know, every single week playing in the NFL is it's anybody's game. It doesn't matter the record, doesn't matter, you know, who you're going against. There's gonna be some of the greatest guys you've ever played against on their defense, and they have a really great scheme, so we gotta be prepared for the challenge. So that's my mindset, is just go out there. We can beat anybody. You know, whenever we're stalling out, we're beating ourselves. But I think that's why you play the game and knowing just how close we have been on some of those losses and how, you know, how we can kind of flip it on its head and keep producing those big plays and get those wins.
Devin, first rushing touchdown today. I think it's probably career high in rushing, but like, I think your go ahead touchdown run, I think that was set up by that short dump to end the turned up field on 37.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just like, what do you think of his overall game?
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the best running backs I've ever played with, just from a mindset standpoint, his knowledge of the game, protections, running the football, getting north and south. You know, he's such a great, you know, pass catcher as well. So I think he's just an all down back that, you know, and obviously I'm really close with him off the field. So have complete trust in him. And we were talking to each other the whole game. Hey, we're going to win this thing. And me and you, let's put it on our backs, go out there and win it. Talk in the old line, you know, let's put those drives together. So just a lot of fun, and was really proud of him.
Does it mean anything to you at all to be like, open up some eyes to you as a NFL football player this year playing, you know, like, do you get people with sort of
I mean, I really care about, you know, what the guys in the locker room think of me and my coaches. So, I mean, for me, I want to instill that belief that we can win out. We can win every single game because we can. So however we can get it done, you know, I just love playing football. You know, I said it last week. You know, this is why you do it. So I think there's going to be highs and lows with everything. And but for me, it was just a great win to go out there with all the guys.
Any concrete season objectives as you wrap up your rookie season to just win every game?
Yeah, I mean, we that's our goal week to week. You know, I think we got to go out there and we know what we can put together as a team and just kind of keep getting better and the wins are going to happen.
Saints quarterback Tyler Shuck after the black and gold get that 24-20 victory in Tampa Bay.
Well, obviously, you know, you want to be able to run and pass the football. You know, I'm looking like 13 of 20, 144 yards, but yards per attempt, 7.2. So the one thing he has to get better at, though, I've noticed, is he shouldn't have got sacked three times. Sometimes, and, you know, that's why you have film study, and he's very coachable. Said, okay, look, you see where you're getting sacked? Look where you could have went with the ball. I know one time to Taysom, it was out in the flat in the swing route that, you know, one beat too long, like trying to make it happen down the field where he could have said, okay, I got to lift to find another day. But don't take the sack. Just dump it like Taysom right here. So I'm telling you, look, Baker did not get sacked. I thought for sure with Tristan Wirfs be out, Chase Young was going to get a sack. He should have had one. But that's the one thing, if I'm a nitpick, that I'm not saying you're not never going to get sacked, but Tyler Shuck, instead of getting sacked three times, maybe one. Instead of the three. But he's going to learn from the film, watching where he could have went with the ball and know his outlets.
Saints Point After, brought to you by McDonald's. We'll be back with even more. Stay tuned, folks, right after this on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. With every Saints field goal, Keesler Federal is going to donate $1,000 to the New Orleans Women's and Children's Shelter. Thank you, Keesler Federal has donated, after today's game, $20,000. We're back here on the Point After. Before we get into some more post-game audio, Cajun Cannon, you see something on the talk and text line.
And I was just talking about this before the break, about when you nitpick, and you're always trying to play a perfect game or a perfection, but you always strive for that. And I was talking about the quarterback, Tyler Shuck. And this is from 8202. And it says, Bobby, on all those times Shuck holds the ball a little long, is there not a check down near him? Yes, I would say not necessarily 100% of the time. There is 100% of the time, but that check down might be covered. But I'd say a lot of times, because of your eyes, they're looking at your eyes, that you make a quick turn and you can't get it, hit the check down. Now, I'm not saying you're really gaining any yardage, and you might be checking it down, but it's a positive play instead of a negative play as far as the sack. So now, you wish you had unbelievable peripheral vision at times, or you had more than a set of pair of eyes where you could see, you know, everything. But that's why you could play the percentages based on the coverage and go through your progressions where you're pushing the ball downfield and you come to intermediate right or routes. And, you know, down and distance and all that, and then where your check downs are. Because it's not like really you're scanning the whole field. It's almost you can, by the time it's time to throw, you can break down half the field. Like you're going top to bottom. Or you can go top to the left, and I'm coming right back to the right with the check down. So, yeah, there's a lot of times where the offensive line might suck, and you still can make them look better than what they really are, by getting ready to football and knowing where to go with it. Now, there wasn't really no time today where Vita Vey's like beating the offensive line within like 1,001, boom. Just one swim move and he's in the backfield. No, it was like 1,001, 1,002, and then, you know, the rush. So it wasn't, because sometimes, unless you're Houdini or Magic and you get away from like a blitzkrieg type rush where they're on top of you and you have no chance. That's what Tyler Shuck, when he got away that touchdown run, that was unbelievable. But the point I'm making, you will get sacked at times because you won't be able to get away. But it's when times, you really, in theory, because how the NFL is, had enough time to throw and you took a sack and really you should have got rid of the ball.
Well, over on the Saints defense, Alante Taylor, two passes defensed, also an interception. He spoke to the media after the game. Here's what Alante Taylor had to say at the podium.
How crazy is it just to be out there so much on that down at, you know, that position?
Man, I think coming into it, man, we just knew, you know, they were going to be aggressive. And, you know, with those four down plays, you know, we were expecting them to go for them. And so I think Coach Staley came up with the right game plan throughout the week. We communicated on the back end and throughout the whole defense. And we were just able to just, you know, get the stops. I think we've kind of been doing that all year. Every now and then we might lose one here or there, but I think we've done really good with getting stops.
Does that change anything mentality-wise when you go into a game and figuring you're going to be on the field like this now?
Nah, I think, you know, when our number's called, I think we've done really good in situational football. I think we've done really good with, you know, sudden change. And so that just kind of just an extra play. Shoot, if we have to play six downs, we got to play six downs. I think we held each other's backs today.
And you walked through your day.
Yeah, you know, Coach Staley making a really good call, seeing the formation, and you know, just playmakers going to make plays, and just jumped the route, knew what it was, seen it, and just went for it.
What was kind of the vibe when you guys punted the ball to him, 2 minutes left in the game, you got a protective lead?
Man, just play sound defense. Nobody has to do anything special. You know, put our eyes in the right place, do our job. And I think if we do that, I told the guys, you know, if we do that, we'll be fine. And that's what we did. Flew around. Everybody had their eyes in the right place. Could have ended it there with the pick, but you know, just getting us another down, another chance was what we was looking for. I think he just hit his hands and he just dropped it. So we'll get him throughout the week.
Which make the coolest play on that fourth down?
Oh my goodness, man! I went up to him and told him, I was like, bro, I don't think you realize how big of a play that was. You know, because some guys, you know, in that situation, you know, they kind of be like, oh man, he kind of just caught the ball first down, but he came up and finished him to the ground, and you know, it gave our offense the ball in a really good situation and spot, and those guys got to do something with that. And so I just told him, like, bro, that play was huge to me. That's just as big as an interception, and I think he started to realize, like, yeah, that is a big play. But Kool-Aid's been making plays, man, all year long. So super excited for him. And his growth is going in a good place.
Putting together a win against a team that's won the last four division titles, doing their place in national divisions,
Yeah, we had a blast, man. I just kept telling them boys in the huddle. It's like being a kid again, out there in the rain. A lot of people will say that we don't have nothing to play for, but I think we do. I know within this defense, we still trying to be a top 10 defense, and we're right there, man. And so, you know, we go out there every single play, just trying to earn our respect, man. And I think that's what we're doing. And I think, you know, the other side of the ball, they did good today. You know, Tyler running the ball really well, Devin running the ball really well, offensive lineman blocking, you know, guys finding ways to get open, and Tyler just keeping his eyes downfield. So tight ends catching the ball. I mean, I think today we did a really good job, and especially, you know, with that kickoff at the beginning of the game with Tipton running the ball. And so I think we just played complimentary football today, and I think all three levels played good.
Do you have an advantage point at all with the go-ahead touchdown on the college game?
Yeah, I seen that. I told him, I said, boy, I'm so glad he didn't go out of bounds or do anything like that. He put his head down, he got in there. But, you know, Tyler's a tough guy, man. Super excited about what he's doing now and what he'll do for the future.
Saints corner Alante Taylor there after the Black and Gold get a 24-20 victory over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We're here on The Point After taking a break. Come back with even more of your calls right after this on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Week 14 here on The Point after a victorious night. Black and Gold getting a 24-20 win at Tampa Bay. Time for now, what's bugging Bobby about today's game? Brought to you by J&J Exterminators, Louisiana's largest independent exterminating company. Well, I know weather was a big thorn in the side, Cajun Cannon, but what was bugging you about today's game?
Well, you know, I want to say one thing, but it's always a couple of things, I guess, because, you know, I always want to strive for perfection as far as the team. Now, you know, when I look at our rushing defense, sometimes we'll look awesome, sometimes like, what in the world? Can we eliminate, it just seems like, you know, like, Steve, was it the Rams game that we had a series where just like getting gash on one play, like we couldn't stop nobody?
Yeah, I felt it was like the third quarter. They just came out and
It the Rams though, and then this game?
Yeah,
look at the third quarter. That's what we got to eliminate. And I go, why can't we be so good on the other defensive series?
Well, I think
against
the Bills
run
did that too, I remember.
But then, yeah, it's like, yeah, do you remember the third quarter they did that drive? Like, whoa.
Oh, they were playing with us.
Yeah, yeah. And it looks like, well, that's kind of what it was in the third quarter. You know, we had taken a 14-10 lead. And then you look at the drive, all of a sudden, next time they get the ball, plus 11, plus 7, plus 5, plus 13. That's what I want to see. And we're going to be challenged because Dotto and all is coming to town. Remember when we stopped Carolina? And you know they're going to have a bye. They're going to want to run against the Saints. They got the 1-2 punch, Chuba Hubbard.
Right.
And Dotto. So, and we stopped them. So, they got humbled. So that'll be interesting if we could eliminate those type of drives. Because what ends up happening is that you're giving up your average per carry. And you know how I'll always emphasize that? Yards per carry. Well, we gave up 4.6. That's not winning football. We needed to flip this. For instance, I'll look on this season. We were only averaging 3.6 yards a carry, so let's say 3.5, and giving up 4.1. So we need to flip that script to close out the season. Well, we're averaging over 4 and holding our opponent, let's say, to 3.5. And then it won't be bugging me anymore. Because that, to me, we did good enough on offense. That's what we need to do. 139 yards, 32 attempts, 4.3 yard average. But then we gave up 4.6 yard average. That's why they were able to get 179 yards. And we're going to count our quarterback runs with Tyler Shuck. That's why you can't take away Baker Mayfield. Even though that you look and they did come back because he's, you know, he was hurt the first time, Bucky Irving. You know, we held him 3.7. We need to hold all the running backs to that. But then Rashid White, 4.8. And you look at Tucker, 4.1. So that's what we got to improve on, and then it won't bug me anymore. And then the other one, the last one, but not the least one, is that we were doing pretty damn good. You remember, this was like an Achilles heel because we still had illegal shifts, like still 2 or 3 penalties. What? Come on. We can never have that. I could see an effort penalty as far as pass interference or something, but not a procedure penalty, and like a dead ball foul. Well, and we hadn't had this in a while because this could cost you again. This is like giving up a touchdown. You know, we had 10 penalties. You never want 9 or more penalties, 100 yards, but we had 10 for 82. No, that was bugging me today. And that's one thing you want to avoid. But you never know what crew you're going to get. Like last week, I think they called 9 total penalties. Well, today, you can almost double that. They called 17. So you never know how different officiating crews, if they're flag happy or what they're going to do. But, yeah, that's one thing. We don't ever need to lose that because the game's going to sometimes come down to the wire and you cannot afford to be penalized that much and give up that charge. And look at what happened on third down twice, 35-35. They had sustained drives because we had a penalty against us.
Black and gold get a 24-20 victory over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Week 14 coming back. We'll close out the Point After right here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back into the Point After, folks. Before we continue, let's pause 10 seconds and let stations identify themselves on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Cajun Cannon looking up here on the televisions. Interesting game going on in Green Bay right now. 21-21 between the Pack and Bears.
Yeah, looking at that, I mean, and then the Lions of... I've had an overall, was this week 14? What
entertaining week, right?
Yeah,
week 14.
It kind of started off good when the Lions put a woman on the Cowgirls.
That's always a good day.
I think we're going to have a good week. Have a good week 14. But yeah, you just look at the NFC North. You look at the Lions. You look at the up-and-coming Bears.
Well, even better is the Packers. A Saints victory in week 14.
Yeah, a big Saints win, a division win.
Can we get another?
Yeah, can you get another against Carolina? Carolina's coming to town, and they play. We ain't playing for another. We're out of the playoffs. So all the pressure's on Carolina. The pressure's not on us. We're already mathematically eliminated from the playoffs.
It's down to Tampa and Carolina.
Yeah, Carolina, they're the same record as Tampa right now, and especially we embarrass them in their backyard, we better pack a lunch. They're going to come to play. Because I think their defense is really opportunistic, and I know they're going to want to run the ball way better than they did that first time when we stuffed them.
Cajun Cannon, you're back at it tomorrow for second. Yeah, say goodnight to everybody on the Point After a victorious Saints Week 14.
All right, bon nuit, les gens. Good night, people. Who dat? Go Saints.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.